In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Airbnb has seen its business for short-term home rentals explode, and a couple of online travel giants want a piece of the action. Okay, a big piece. Expedia and Priceline are the kings when it comes to online hotel bookings, but now the two companies are boosting their inventory of home rental options that can be booked similarly to a hotel with just a few clicks. Joining us from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Chris Kirkham. Chris, Priceline and Expedia want a piece of what's called the private accommodation market. Isn't that right?
That's right. This is sort of an industry that, if you think about it, has really always existed. People have always, you know, rented out their homes or second homes kind of on a ad hoc basis. But I think what they're really trying to do is bring this kind of industry basically into the mainstream and get it in front of basically anyone who's searching on the web for a place to stay on when they're traveling. And so I think the idea is sort of about the evolution of this home rental industry and sort of ways to wire it up and get sort of the booking ability, just make it easier for customers to book these properties online. That's sort of basically what they're trying to do. And I think it's an interesting transition because I think you have a lot of different opinions from people who own these properties on sort of, the pluses and minuses of being on sites like Airbnb or Expedia or Booking.com, which is Priceline's property or Priceline's site that tends to focus on these rentals.
This private accommodation market, it's growing a lot faster than the hotel industry, isn't it?
At this point, it is. Yeah, it has been growing since 2015 at a faster rate than the hotel industry. And the hotel industry, in terms of revenue, has been doing very well, too. So it's definitely, definitely a sort of fast-growing segment of travel. And so I think as it's growing, you're really starting to see it sort of evolve from, more of just sort of a mom and pop. Maybe you found their listing online and you called them to see if you could book. In this case now, I think one of the big things these online travel companies like Expedia and Priceline are trying to do are basically make these properties so that they're essentially instantly bookable, which is sort of the big difference for a long time in this vacation rental industry and hotels. Hotels for a long time, you've been able to essentially find the hotel, select the room you want, you check, you see the rate, and then you book it, and then that's it. You pay for it then, or maybe you pay a deposit and then pay for it later. With these home rental market, historically, it's always sort of been a little more informal, a little more, personal, frankly. I mean, the owners may want to talk to the people who are staying there, get a sense of, if this is a family of four or is this a bachelor party that's going to rent their house out and trash it. That has sort of always been a characteristic of this home rental market. And I think now as there's this push to move more of these properties into being kind of a commodity like a hotel where you can instantly book it, it creates some challenges because I think a lot of owners are sort of resistant to the idea that, that they would sort of book their property sight unseen to someone that they don't know and maybe they don't have control over their actions. So it's an interesting time to be an owner of one of these properties.
I'm speaking with Chris Kirkham of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Chris, Airbnb is still the leader in private accommodations. What exactly are Expedia and Priceline doing to try and cut into Airbnb's piece of the pie?
Expedia, in 2015, they purchased HomeAway, which was a company that had had sort of evolved in a similar way to Airbnb, but it was less of a booking platform. It was more kind of a advertising platform for, you know, vacation properties or second homes. And VRBO, which a lot of people have heard of, HomeAway had purchased them prior to Expedia's acquisition of HomeAway. So it was sort of a model historically where people listed their homes and they paid the owners paid a fee. So it was sort of like almost like a paid Craigslist. And then the biggest transition has been these sites are now moving more to becoming a booking platform as opposed to a listing platform. So instead of the owner pays to list their property on the site and leaves their phone number and then people can call them directly, instead, most of the transactions are now happening through HomeAway. So Expedia purchased HomeAway, which gave them a big inventory of, I think they've got about 1.4 million online bookable properties now. And then Booking.com, which is Priceline's sort of main portal, I guess, for these vacation rentals. They also have hotels and tons of other kinds of properties as well. But Booking.com is very popular in Europe, becoming more popular in the U.S. And this is sort of their main vacation rental platform. And the interesting thing about Priceline is they require that all of the new vacation rentals that are added to Booking.com be instantly bookable. So Expedia's, some of the HomeAway properties still require a little bit of a back and forth with guests and owners, whereas Booking.com, their policy is all instant book.
Is Airbnb worried?
Airbnb, I think they are feeling pretty confident right now. I mean, they have a lot of listings, and they've also increased their instant book listings as well. And I think one thing that Airbnb often notes is that, they feel like they're grabbing a part of the market that is really their own. They tend to argue that most of the people who list on their site don't list on any of these other sites, but it's just sort of they're loyal to Airbnb. So, you know, that'll be really interesting to watch kind of as this continues to develop, to see if there is a certain degree of loyalty to any one of these sites, or if people are, listing sort of on all of them just to get in front of as many eyeballs as possible.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chris Kirkham, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.